This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Humboldt Park Lagoon has an alligator in it as of today, Wednesday.
I'm sure it's been caught already. I'm sure it has.
You know what? I don't know. Because for those of you who aren't familiar with the story, there's a man out there in a canoe in the lagoon with a life jacket, a utility vest, and an umbrella hat. His name, allegedly, is Alligator Bob. But if you follow Block Club Chicago, hyperlocal news, they got the scoop that there's no such thing as Alligator Bob. This man is a snake wrangler, and his name is what? Snake Bob the Snake Man?
Or Snake Bob the Snake Man?
What is it? Bob the Snake Man? That's his actual name?
I think
so. In the reptile wrangling community, he is actually known as Bob the Snake Man. But in this international news story over the last few days, wrangling an alligator out of the Humboldt Park Lagoon, he is known as Alligator Bob. Number one, if I learned anything from Troy of Swamp People on the History Channel, Alligator Bob ain't shit. Alligator Bob ain't shit compared to the Swamp People on the History Channel. He's out here in broad daylight trying to reel in a 4-foot caiman with no chicken livers on a string. He has no buoy set up anywhere. He doesn't even have a rifle.
He's got Sam Buoy in the canoe with him, actually.
And kombucha.
His feet hurt.
You'd place your chicken livers, you place your full chickens, depending on the size of the reptile, on the buoy, and then you come back the next day, you got an alligator on the hook, you pull it in, you shoot it in the goddamn head. That's how alligators are wrangled on the History Channel, but this caiman that's in the Humboldt
Park
Lagoon.
They say it's an American alligator, not a caiman. They say it's an American alligator. They've weighed and measured it, apparently. They just can't catch the damn thing.
No, they can't. And the process about which they're using here is kind of nonsense, right? I mean, Alligator Bob, whether he's been called in for the proper reptile or not, he's just kind of drifting around in a rented canoe with a life jacket that was clearly put on him by some cop that was like, well, if you're going to be out there, you better use a life jacket. Like, what are you doing?
I just picture random things in the canoe, because we know he's got a fishing rod that does absolutely nothing unless he's also fishing. And the only thing in the Humboldt Park Lagoon are goldfish that have been dumped in there. So he could be fishing for those with mealworms or something.
No,
he's got a tennis racket. It's like me trying to kill hornets or something. It's like a spray can, a tennis racket, and a stick.
Well, he's got his lunch, which is clear. It's obviously a sandwich with the crusts cut off. Like, that's he's paddling around in there with a Ziploc bag and a sandwich that was clearly made with blue. Like, this is, listen, he's just been sprung into action. He wasn't prepared.
He's a volunteer. Do we even know if the city is interested in having him do this, or does he show up and say, this looks like a job for Bob the Snake Man, Alligator Bob?
Captain, should we get him out of that lake? No. If he's there, we know where he is. He can't do any more harm if we can see him. He's in the lake. Everything's
Instead,
fine.
He's knocking on doors, asking if there's an alligator.
So, he's acting as an alligator. It's like land shark, but it's an alligator going around different doors.
Alligator Bob. No, we're good.
I mean, obviously, this thing is an escaped pet of some kind. Probably not escaped. It's probably a discarded pet, right?
Well, he said so. He said it lived in a bucket.
Right.
So like he knows.
How does he know?
We
can't even find it in the lagoon. How does he know if it was in a bucket?
Obviously, he's watched a little bit of the History Channel.
It's the behavior. You can tell the behavior of a bucket-raised alligator as opposed to an aquarium-raised gator.
So, and this is the question. Maybe he's going about it with a different procedure than on the History Channel, because he knows the origins of this gator, this reptile, that he's not out there looking for food or trying to hunt ducks or anything. He needs love. You know, I mean, this is a discarded pet, and maybe Alligator Bob out there is just, you know, singing a song of sixpence and letting everybody come to me, alligator. You can hop into the boat, fishy, fishy style.
that the gator just needs a hug.
Just needs to know where it is. Some hug.
It's having an existential crisis because its world was its world, and now it's open to so many new and different things. It's like the movie Room.
He's gone. Right? He's gone to the perfect place to find love: the Humboldt Park Lagoon.
Well. He's got to be freaked out by those swan boats, too.
Probably has
Are you
right?
my mother? He's imprinting on the swamp, the swan boats in the lagoon.
Can't get him to leave. Is it possible that we can, that the Humboldt Park alligator, not the actual, not alligator Bob, but is it possible that the gator itself could be raised and acclimated to the pond? I mean, is there a chance
temperature-wise, no.
Well, just for the summer, and listen, global warming's coming. I mean, who knows? This could be home territory for a whole bunch more like it. Like, it could be that this is just the first of many.
This is gator country now?
He's broken the barriers. He's Jackie Robinson into the pond. Like, this is the very first time that he's been allowed in places like this. We should celebrate this gator, is what I'm saying.
Or we should eat it. We should kill it and field dress it and eat it, because gator's yummy.
That's the other thing Alligator Bob has on the kayak. It's a grill. it's a bag of Kingsford, some lighter fluid, and a grill.
No, you make it into sausage. The meat's not fatty enough on its own, but you can make a really, really good, like, boudin sausage or pork sausage. You add pork fat to it.
Does it have that kind of heft? Like, I've always seen, when it's cooked, I've always seen it as like this, like, flaky little kind of nonsense.
No, a tail meat.
Really?
Yeah, we were in the New Orleans on the French market. They had a guy just selling gator sausage on a stick, and it was so juicy. The grease is dribbling down your chin, and I'm like, why is it so fatty? It's like, well, I add a bunch of pork fat to it.
All right.
Like, oh, well, this works then. It was really good, real natural casing stuff, and it's literally just gator sausage on a stick.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.